Senior Story, How to Save a Life, Chapter 12, Grace. Josie, Pam, and Myrna's parents came to pick them up that night when Bella's dad called them. They were very grateful he had decided to check out why Oscar was outside whining and saving the girls from the wolf attack. "Bella," Mom began, "do you have any idea what could have happened to you and your friends, not to mention the chickens, because of your disobedience?" Bella sat on the floor hugging Oscar, her loyal companion, as she cried.
"Yes, I do, Mom. When I saw the wolf about to jump on Oscar, I knew he would be killed. I screamed for him to come, and he obeyed instantly, which saved him. Then Dad came just in time to save me, even though I had been so bad. I can't imagine life without Oscar because I love him so much. What if no one loved me enough to protect me?"
"I think if there were a dog Bible," said Dad, "the first verse would be, 'Puppies, obey your owners, for this is right. Honor them that it may go well with you, and that you may live a long and happy life.'"
They all giggled at the thought.
"I didn't want to go outside," Bella confessed. "I was scared. I knew it was wrong, but I didn't want my friends to call me a coward. That was so stupid."
"We understand," said Mom. "We want to do wrong because of the sin inside us, but our spirit wants to do right. It's a constant fight. That's why God sent Jesus. He's the only one who is stronger than the sin inside us. He alone can save us and forgive us of our wrongdoing. Jesus bought forgiveness for us by giving up his own life when he died on the cross. We aren't getting the punishment we deserve. It's called grace. When we obey God, we strengthen our spirits and weaken the sin in us. Since he loved us first, before we ever loved him, we know he will keep loving us as we learn to obey him, no matter how many times we fail."
"I get it now," said Bella. "I loved Oscar first, so I taught him to obey. And because he did obey, he is safe and happy in my love. I guess that's what you want for me, too."
"I'm so sorry. I really want to honor and obey you. Will you forgive me and pray for me?"
"Heavenly Father," prayed Dad, "we all need you. We can't overcome sin without your help every day. Thank you for the grace you give that forgives us when we fail. Remind us of your great love for us and help us to choose obedience that it may go well for us. Amen." "Bella, your mom and I agree that you have learned far more tonight than any disciplinary action we would take. Let it be a lesson about obedience and grace you won't forget. More importantly, let it be a reminder of God's greatest gift of grace through Jesus."